not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, December 16th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. You just heard the commercial play for Scott Hawley. He has increased, doubled the discount by mentioning Trucker Randy. If you give him a call to get a information-free home visit, he comes up to your house for free. Shares all the information with you about a walk-in tub and shower. You won't get $500 off. You'll get $1,000 off, plus a $1,600 walk-in shower package in addition. So you keep your shower as well as a walk-in tub for free. So text me, Scott. I'll send you the information. Greatly appreciate him doing that for you guys. He's doing it through the end of the year. So again, text me, Scott. I'll send you his phone number information, and you can get of this $1,000 discount savings plus $1,600 free walk-in shower package. Teenagers. House Democrats passed House Bill 6002, 03, 04, and 05. 56 yes votes from the Democrats, while the House Republicans were out of the chamber. Last week, the Senate passed an identical set of bills, and next week, there will be time for the chamber to decide who will get the public acts out of these bills. Proponents of the legislation see this as a step forward, preventing minors from developing nicotine addictions. How did they do it? Well, the four bills they passed on Friday night require retailers of tobacco products to pay $500 for an annual license to continue selling tobacco products here in the state of Michigan, and increases the penalties for selling to minors. The Keep My Kids Tobacco Free Alliance, the organization pushing the bills, applauded the vote, calling this a huge win for the state of Michigan's kids and families. Dr. Brittany Taylor, co-chair of the organization, said, quote, "It's far too easy for youth to get their hands on these deadly products. And these policies will now hold retailers accountable instead of penalizing the kids. We are eager for these policies to get across the finish line and to be signed quickly by Governor Gretchen Whitmer," said Taylor. Well, wasn't just tobacco that some of these bills were aimed at teenagers. House Bill 5735 erases specific math classes, such as geometry, algebra 2, and calculus, from the state law that sets the graduation standards teenagers need to hit before they can graduate from high school. Students will still need to take math classes, but the school district would be charged with determining what those classes would look like. So they're dumbing down our kids, is basically what they did in Lansing. There's a few other bills. We're going to get to those after the break. Geometry, Algebra 2, and Calculus. Unbelievable. I'm going to give my opinion on that, as well as these other bills affecting teenagers based on what they passed in Lansing last week. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Dumbing down public school teaching kids by eliminating geometry, algebra 2, and calculus from the state law that sets the graduation standards teenagers need to hit before they can graduate from public high school. Okay. I understand these classes are harder when you're going through high school. Once you get through Algebra 1, most students, ninth grade, take geometry. Algebra 2, usually in the sophomore or junior year, and then calculus as a senior. Why are those math classes important? Why have they been in our state law for decades? Because those classes are the base math classes needed to be able to take chemistry and physics. Well, Trucker, my child is not into math and science. Okay, what exactly is your child into? Well, they're more into the arts. They're into music. They're into acting. They're into things that are not based in math and science. Okay, right now, as a teenager, that's where they're at in life. But you have to understand, these classes have been in the graduation standards for decades for a reason. What is that reason? Math, numbers, having the brain develop to understand equations, ratios, leading to chemical reactions, leading to momentum and energy transference in physics. It's all based in math. When you take a chemistry class, when you take a physics class, you don't use words. You use math. Math explains everything in the chemical world. In physics, it's all based in math equations. If you don't understand the math, you can't take chemistry and physics. So what they're basically doing is dumbing down these kids to being literature, art, music. That's all fine and good. I have nothing against arts, literature, and music. But if you don't understand how to balance a checkbook, if you don't understand temperature changing outside in the wintertime and how it's going to affect road conditions and how you need to drive and operate a vehicle based on barometric pressure systems, ice conditions, road conditions, it's all done in the scientific world. If these kids don't have the basic education in math, they cannot take chemistry and physics. So you're basically dumbing down our society, our kids, with this type of legislation. This is absolutely amazing to me. And there's nothing the Republicans could have done to stop it. Unbelievable. Next, House Bill 5594 creates an online registration system through the Department of Labor and Economic Development that employers need to use when hiring a 17 or 16-year-old worker. The teenager would need to file a complaint through the same online system as opposed to going to a school counselor. Home builders, restaurants, the Grand Rapids Chamber, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and the Small Business Association of Michigan all came out opposed to the bill. School districts, labor unions, the Immigrant Rights Center, and the Michigan League for Public Policy were all in favor, all in support. So basically, you've got private industry and the people that actually produce the jobs for 16 and 17 year olds against the bill. School district, labor unions, immigrant rights centers, and the Michigan League for Public Policy all in support. Well, first of all, anything the Michigan League for Public Policy supports, I'm against. So, of course, they were pushing this. Well, you know what they just did? Those industries, those business associations, home builders and restaurants, they're not going to hire teenagers anymore. It's going to make it that much more difficult for teenagers to get their first job. You know, as they get older, they have monetary needs. You know, Vicki and I have been watching my three sons from the 1960s. And as the boys got older, started dating girls, started driving cars, they needed to earn money. Instead of borrowing from their dad or Uncle Charlie, they needed to go out and get a job to be able to pay for something. Well, guess what? You just made it almost impossible for 16 and 17-year-olds, Democrats in Lansing, for teenagers to get a job here in the state of Michigan. Unbelievable. Now, let's talk about tuition grants. Children of Veterans Tuition Grant Program. Passed in the House with Democrats only, 56 Democrats. House Bill 5175. This allows children of a veteran who gets convicted of a felony or felony assault to qualify for a Children of Veterans Tuition Grant. I'm not even going to research that one. I don't care who sponsored it. I don't care about any of it. My question is, who funds and where does the money come from for the Children of Veterans Tuition Grant? I'm willing to bet if I clicked on this link, it would be funded out of the general fund, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. Unbelievable. House Bill 4962, Child Labor Laws, raises the penalties on employers who work their teenage employees too long, which would end up causing that employee to be hurt or killed because of it. This actually passed the House. 56 Democrats, all impacting teenagers here in the state of Michigan. Is this something, these bills I just described, that actually makes things better for teenagers? According to the Democrats, it does. Until a couple of years from now, when they can't even get into college. Why do I say that? Because by eliminating these higher, more difficult math classes, they still are going to get tested for these when it comes to taking the SAT. The aptitude test for getting them into a good college. Well, when they flunk math because of these changes the Democrats did to our graduation standards, it's going to impact their lives when they can't even get accepted into a college. And don't even get me started about vocational or technical schools. Why? Because math is used in all of it. You have to understand math. You have to understand the logic of math when it comes to electrical work. If you don't understand math, you're probably going to get killed trying to be an electrician. Same thing goes for plumbers, carpenters, heating and cooling, HVAC, all of it. But they still passed it and now it goes to the Senate. Unbelievable. Well, I guess you got to cater to those union school teachers. Difficult to teach geometry? Yes. Algebra 2? You bet. Calculus? Very difficult. When I graduated from Eisenhower High School in 1976, there was only probably, I think, 14, maybe 16 seniors in my calculus class. And some of them were struggling. Why? Because they didn't get trained good enough in geometry and algebra 2. If you don't have a good, solid foundation there, folks, calculus is a nightmare. Physics, impossible. But that's what happened. They did this to our kids. Now, one thing I'm going to say, because this isn't all doom and gloom this past couple of weeks, they did not change our Constitution. These are legislative bills going to get passed in the House and the Senate, sent to the governor for signature into law. Well, guess what? Republicans are coming in the House in January, just a couple of weeks away. Then we start campaigning for 2026 midterm election. That election is going to give us back a Republican majority in the Senate and a Republican governor. And everything that these idiots did legislatively for the last 2 years can be undone with a new, strong Republican leader, governor, Republican Senate, and Republican House. It starts in a couple of weeks, but it will go into overdrive day one, I guarantee it, January 1st or 2nd of 2027. Basically, 2 years in a couple of weeks from right now. What's it going to take? It's going to take you being involved, you being informed, educated, engaged with your local county party to get strong leadership, to get good candidates vetted, to raise the money to win the election in 2026 and get out the vote. I've been thinking about the new year. I've been thinking about my goals that I need to accomplish with you, our radio family. We need to be laser focused on fixing the state of Michigan once and for all, starting with November of 2026. Midterm elections, absolutely critical to the future direction of this state. And we need you. We need you involved. We need you to participate. You thought it was over basically November 5th, a month and a half ago? We're just starting. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My